Hi, I'm Dirk Friel, co-founder of Training Peaks, and you're listening to the Training Peaks Coachcast. I'll be sitting down with expert endurance coaches and amazing athletes, each with special stories to tell. At its heart, Training Peaks is about helping you create the best journey possible towards your endurance goals. We hope these stories inspire you to get out there, train with purpose, and never be afraid to sign up for that next big challenge. We have an exciting episode in store today, which is all about training plans with special guests Matt Fitzgerald and David Warden, co-founders of 8020 Endurance. But before we start the show, I wanted to share some great promotions we're running at Training Peaks for both coaches and athletes. For the rest of November only, coaches can try Training Peaks Coach Edition for 30 days free. Simply go to trainingpeaks.com/coach22 to see how you can coach and communicate with your athletes more efficiently. For all those athletes listening, you can save 25% on an annual subscription of Training Peaks Premium when you bundle it with a training plan. Training plans are most effective when you use a Training Peaks Premium, giving you access to advanced metrics, better analysis, and more control of your training. Simply visit trainingpeaks.com/athlete22. Use our search and filter options to find the perfect plan for your goals. Select the premium bundling option when you check out and lock in our best deal of the year for Training Peaks Premium subscription. Now let's get into today's episode. My guests today are the founders of 8020 Endurance, David Warden and Matt Fitzgerald. 8020 Endurance is one of the pioneers of training plans, having sold their first plan within the Training Peaks marketplace back in 2005. Their plans have helped hundreds of thousands of athletes of all experience and ability levels achieve their goals. David Warden is an internationally recognized coach and author. His clients include world age group duathlon champions and multiple Ironman World Championship qualifiers. He is the co-author of Triathlon Science, the industry standard for triathlon coaches, as well as the book 80-20 Triathlon. Matt Fitzgerald is an acclaimed endurance sports coach, nutritionist, and author. He has written over 30 books, including The Endurance Diet, 80-20 Running, and How Bad Do You Want It? I hope you enjoyed today's episode and can learn a thing or two about how training plans can benefit your training and help you achieve your personal goals. All right, David Warden, Matt Fitzgerald, you guys are legends in the sport, in the business of triathlon coaching. So psyched to have you on. It looks like you're both in hotel rooms, so it looks like travel is back. So great to have you on the CoachCast today.
Thanks, Dirk. Glad to be here.
Very glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'd love to find out more about both of you. So for those that don't know who you are, get a little background. And then how did you guys actually team up and start this business together of 8020? David, give us a little more background on yourself and how you got into the sport and into coaching.
Yeah, you know, I found myself about 15 years ago continually giving unsolicited advice to individuals about triathlon training. And realized that maybe I could provide some value to more people than just my neighbors and in-laws, and started a podcast, and that went pretty well. And then my big break actually was when Joe Friel gave me a call. He said, "I heard
know
your podcast.
Guy?
I like it. I'd like you to, yep, I'd like you to help me out with a few things." He was creating Training Bubble Coaching, asked me to join his advisory board. I met a whole bunch of incredible people as part of that process. And so I owe a lot to Joe and for where I am today. And then it just sort of spiraled out of control in terms of opportunities for coaching and writing books. To the point where 8020 is the, you know, where we're at today with a successful business helping hundreds of thousands of athletes.
So what are some of the books that you've written?
8020 Triathlon with Joe Friel. The Triathlon Science edited by Joe Friel, and then 8020 Triathlon with Matt Fitzgerald.
Nice. Awesome. And Matt, you're kind of, what books have you not written? I mean, how many books have you written to date so far?
Yeah. Someone actually the other day said they counted the ones on my website and said 31.
And there's another 31 in the making, probably coming shortly behind him.
Yeah. I know. I don't really like when this topic comes up because it just seems, I don't know, like I'm just like this Pulp Fiction guy. Like I would rather write one great book than, you know, the most books. But yes, I have written a lot just because like I love it. I grew up wanting to be a writer. My dad's a writer. It's kind of the family business. And I have lots of ideas too. And so, yeah, there are more coming. So brace yourself.
So how'd you get into the sport?
So I'm a chip off the old block. I got both the writing and the running from my father. My dad ran his first marathon in 1983. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Started running the next day. I was 11 years old, ran in high school, left the sport for a little while, but then got back into it with kind of a mission to finish unfinished business. By that point, I was also working as an endurance sports journalist. And so that was really the thing that kind of, you know, lit the fire. I was just surrounded by athletes and coaches and you know, traveling to events. And it just made me want to be part of it again. And, you know, it's a slippery slope. I thought I was just going to be like a casual hobby jogger. And then, you know, before I knew it, I'm running marathons and getting into triathlon and then into coaching. Don't regret a step of it.
Okay, so then how do you two end up teaming up together?
You know, Matt had a writing assignment. My home state is Utah, and he had an assignment to come and do an article in Utah. And I was asked to provide free room and board for this this famous writer. And so Matt and I got to spend a whole bunch of time together. I picked him up at the airport. We spent all day together. I was, you know, driving him around the area. And we just hit it off, we had some good chemistry. He asked if I could help him with a couple of, assignments he needed. And then it grew and grew. And then we had the thought that, we could really take this as a business, the 80-20 concept based on Matt's great book, 80-20 Running, and created the, co-authored the second book, 80-20 Triathlon. There was enough demand there that we felt like we could, really provide value to athletes and expand those plans on the Training Peaks platform, to kind of grow the 80-20 brand and the business.
So what all does 80-20 offer now? I mean, you have the books, obviously training plans. Is there anything out? Is there coaching going on or any other type of training camps, anything like that going on within the 80-20 business offering?
Yeah, we made a strategic decision a couple of years ago now. It's all a blur, maybe more than a couple of years ago, to sort of diversify our offerings. So, you know, training plans for us go all the way back to 2005, I think. That's when I made my first, you know, set of run training plans for Training Peaks. And then it was just that, you know, training plans for over a decade. And then we decided to, there was such a demand, like people who like 80-20 endurance training plans love them. And so we've always been a very demand driven operation. So people just wanted more. So we thought, you know, let's offer more and create, you know, just like a 360 degree experience for people who just would probably get an 80-20 endurance tattoo if we asked them to. So, you know, we launched a podcast. We have our own book publishing imprint now. We are rolling our own coaching certification the course. We have an online learning event called the Endurance Event that we kicked off last year in January, and it's going to come back next year. We have a charitable foundation, the Coaches of Color Initiative, to try and increase diversity in endurance.
Yeah, and
sports.
Training Peaks is a part of that. I saw that's yep. That's great. Thanks for spearheading that.
Yeah, well, thank you for your support, because it is sort of a resource of an intensive program. I mean, we're trying to change lives, you know, not a whole bunch of lives, but we want to. We've had one apprenticeship grant awarded so far. We changed this one person's life, and we're going to do it again and again and again. So thank you for your support on that. So much more to come. We are going to get into more of the hands-on coaching, because, you know, training plans are great. The ready-made training plans are great, but they do have limitations. And so we really are coaches first and foremost. And that is, we want to do everything we possibly can, through mostly an online medium to help athletes succeed in their journey. Although we are involved in camps, and I mentioned to you offline before you hit record that I'm moving to Flagstaff, and we're going to open up a retreat, for an in-person retreat, 365 days a year, a place where athletes can come and sort of live like pros for a little while. Yep.
Wow. That's trail and road running focus, both?
Yeah, it's in partnership with, so in the summer of 2017, I was embedded with the Northern Arizona Elite professional running team. And it was the best 13 weeks of my life. I mean, like, if you're a geek for endurance sports, you get it, right? It's like, you're living the dream. It's like, how good could I be if like I was just, not just training like the pros, but living like the pros and with them. And so ever since I had that experience, and I wrote a book about it, I've wanted to make something like it available to other athletes. And so that's what I'm doing. We hope we will open doors next spring. It'll just be like another, so, who knows, like I said, we're demand driven. So if people want something from us, we'll find a way to provide it.
Yeah. Okay. So back to training plans. This is the episode, all things training plans. How many training plans do you guys have on offer?
Wow. Right now we have almost 600. Almost 600 plans. It's a combination of, we have swim plans, run plans, triathlon plans.
It's a lot. And it also depends a little bit on how you count them, because it's complicated. Look, take marathon plans, right? So a marathon is one distance, right? But we offer four levels, basically, training load levels for, for beginner or low volume athletes, all the way up to sub elite or high volume athletes. So four levels for that one distance. And then of course you have different intensity metrics, right? So we try to, and this is really advice for any coach, like, not everyone trains by pace who is a runner, not every cyclist, well, hopefully every cyclist uses power, but not all do, right? Some do use heart rate. So if you multiply the metrics times the levels, you get a lot of, four times, and we even have RPE based plans. So it's like four times four, 16 plans just for the marathon. And then we have, 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon. And then we have goal focused plans. So they're not all event focused. Like, it's, if you just want to devote a block to getting faster or building your endurance, we've got that. We've got maintenance plans. So they keep proliferating. I drive David nuts because I keep, like, right now I'm actually in the process of creating plans. So I talk as if we're all running, but we have triathlon, cycling, obstacle course racing too. One of the cool things about the 80-20 shtick is that it does apply to all endurance disciplines. Like, what the science says is that if you're an endurance athlete, regardless of discipline, you should be doing about 80% of your training at low intensity, the rest at moderate to high. So this applies to cross-country skiing, stand-up paddleboarding. We don't have plans for those sports yet, but we will, rowing. So it's a lot of plans. I, like I said, I drive David nuts because I was almost finished saying that I'm creating race focused running plans for masters and injury prone athletes. So they have longer micro cycles, 9 day week, training weeks versus seven. They've built in cross training. And so that's going to be another 40 or 50 plans right there. So it's like, in business terms, it's like the theory of the long tail, right? Like in terms of, if you look at the distribution of sales application or, plans applied for our plans, of course, there are some that sell, much better than others, but everything we've created is used by someone. And that's sort of our approach. We want to cover, every base.
So David, sounds like you mentioned 600 or more plans. If you were to sit down with a triathlete, what kind of questions would you ask them to try and get them to the proper plan for them?
Yeah, I mean, we hope we do a good job of this at our website too. We have a place that lists all the plans and the demands of those plans. So really, we encourage athletes to pick the maximum level that they can commit to. So what's the maximum amount of time? If you know that a level two plan requires this many average hours per week, this many workouts per week by swim, bike, run, this many peak hours at your peak week, you're going to be at 18 hours, let's say, for a half Ironman or an Ironman plan. Okay. Can you commit to that? So they know what they're getting into, because some people will, of course, overcommit, or some people aren't able to really understand what 18 hours of training means. It also means travel and showering and stretching, and it's much more than just that. So we feel like we do a good job on our website or corresponding direct with the athlete for them to know exactly what they're committing to. We'd also want to know, is this your first time event? Are you a veteran? But even those questions don't necessarily silo anyone individually into a certain level. We have a lot of individuals who love our level one plan who are elite athletes because the time commitment is lower. And so that they know that they can commit just 12 hours a week to training as opposed to, you know, 20 hours that they used to do when they had that much more time, and they can still complete an Ironman successfully on that lower volume. So our levels aren't necessarily associated with ability or with elite status. It's really associated with how much time do you have to train and what fits in best with your lifestyle. So we ask those lifestyle and goal questions.
Huh. Okay. So there's many free plans out there you can print out from any number of magazines online. So it sounds like you can just get more granular with your training plans and find the exact right plan for the right person because you have so many offerings.
Yes. You know, Matt talks about demand driven, and that's right. But a lot of our business is also based on sort of a, if we build it, they will come. What Matt does is he does a great job of anticipating what are the next needs that athletes are going to want. What are they going to want next? Or what are the holes that we have to fill? So we frankly don't do a lot of market research. Like, we don't go out and poll or pay companies to say, what's the next thing? What's coming? Matt just says, this is where I see we're not filling the portfolio. This is where we have a gap in our offerings. This is what is really needed. He just mentioned the example of these masters and injury prone. You know, it's, if we just sold masters and injury prone plans, we'd sell 50 plans, 100 plans a month, right? But like Matt says, it's the long tail of multiple needs that we can, once you accept the 80-20 concept, that's the right intensity balance, regardless if you're an elite or an amateur or a novice athlete, it applies to everything. And so we can take that model and apply it to masters athletes, injury prone, all sorts of endurance sports, cycling, swimming, running. And so that's one of the ways we think we can differentiate ourselves from other coaches, is a consistent philosophy applied to all endurance silos.
Huh. Yeah. And Matt, I mean, I saw a subscription as well on your website. So Do you sell a la carte one-off plans as well as access to multiple plans through what does the subscription get you?
Yeah. So, you know, the world is moving in the direction of subscriptions. I go back to the days when people were really, really, really nervous about subscribing to anything online, but you know, things have evolved, and subscriptions make sense for the type of business we operate, where it's very, very few people just do one race and then move on and take up bowling or whatever. You know, it's a lifestyle. People are doing this all year round, year after year after year. So it just makes sense. And it allows us to provide more value to people if we offer a subscription that gives them full access to you know, everything we've got. It conforms to their lifestyle, because they're going to go, when they finish their, Ironman 70.3, they're going to maybe take a week off, but then they're into maintenance training and then base training and then building up for the next season. So, you know, if they have a subscription with us, they can get more total plans. You know, the lifetime use of plans is not going to cost them as much if they're just paying a pretty reasonable monthly subscription fee. And that also allows them to layer on top of their endurance plans, strength training plans, mobility plans. We even have mental skills training plan. So with subscription, you can see, you know, you're just getting a lot of value just by, you know, and we get, you know, I guess the, you know, from a business perspective, the security of that recurring monthly revenue, but that's not really what it's about. It's just, it just makes sense for us and for athletes to offer.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dirk, it's common for a company to always say, hey, our subscription model will add value, right? When really they just want more money for the consumer. But I want to, you know, assure the listener and the athlete that our subscriptions really do add value. If you were to take all the individual plans and map out a year of, let's say you want Training Peaks Premium, and you want to do an Ironman and a half Ironman and maybe a half marathon in there, and you want some strength and core strength and flexibility and mobility. If you added all that up, whether it was from us or from another coach, it would be hundreds and hundreds of dollars for all of those plans in a year plus Training Peaks Premium. But our subscriptions can combine that and have you pay a fraction of the cost for access to all of those services and all of those plans.
Yeah. No, I love the idea, you know, certainly, you know, as you mentioned, of layering, you know, within Training Peaks, you could have, you know, two plans at the same time that complement each other, you know, the strength plus the triathlon or whatever it might be. Do you have plans where, you know, if you're a triathlete, but you're weak in a certain sport, you kind of have a plan for each sport to try and improve that sport during, you know, far out away from your A priority race, you know, so triathletes kind of focus in on their weakest sport.
Yes. Let me give a few specific examples. We have, for example, a cycling time trial FTP boost for both 40K and 20K distances. We have what we call our swim strong plans. These are specifically designed to just build your swim technique and endurance. Matt's built a run faster plan and a build run endurance plan. They're specifically, as the name implies, to be able to run faster and to run longer. We have individual plans for mobility for athletes that struggle with mobility. Almost all those options layer on top of a main plan that you would add that on top of your regular Ironman or marathon training and be able to build those weaknesses into strengths while you're working on your base goal event at the same time.
So what's the price range? If you were to buy, you know, one-off plan versus a subscription, what kind of prices are we talking about?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of flexibility there. So to give you a couple examples, our most popular right now is certainly our annual gold subscription. So that gives you 1 year of Training Peaks premiums. We bundle in that Training Peaks premium right there, which is a retail cost of $120. And then access to any of those plans. Our price for an Ironman plan is $85. A marathon plan is $50. Okay. You'll find you could pay $150 for an individual plan. You could pay, you know, $30 for an individual plan. So that's about a reasonable range. So if you were to buy two or three plans plus Training Peaks premium, that would be $300 to $400 in services and plans, whether from us or from anybody else. But our annual gold subscription is only $180. So you're just paying $60 more than Training Peaks Premium to add on a complete buffet of any plan that you want. And not only that, but to build your weaknesses into strengths with those add-on plans of core and mobility and swimming and running and cycling on top of that. We also offer monthly plans at as little as $20 a month for subscriptions. But those are our most popular options, is a monthly subscription that includes Training Peaks or an annual subscription that gives you access to all of our plans. And if I can add one other benefit that we have is it also includes our 5,000 plus workout library, meaning in addition to our 600 plans, we've built those plans on a proprietary library of 5,000 workouts natively in Training Peaks that you can build your own plan, right? It's nice to have this prepackaged plan with the 80-20 concept, but if there's a day that you're like, you know what, I'm going to do my own plan this week, you can drag and drop these pre-built structured workouts right from this library based on pace, power, heart rate, perceived effort, whatever your intensity type preference is, drag that into your Training Peaks calendar. And in a matter of minutes, you have your custom plan created for the week based on this established and incredible and proven workout library.
Wow. Matt, David mentioned structured workouts. For those that don't know the benefits of a structured workout, what kind of added benefits does that give you besides just a text-based workout?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a higher level of hand holding or guidance for the athlete. So, you know, a structured workout, I mean, all workouts are structured, right? But the Training Peaks workout builder allows coaches to essentially program that structure. So instead of, you know, just, you know, words and numbers for the athlete to follow, there's sort of a back-end version of that that is downloadable to, you know, a wide range of compatible devices. And then you're simply prompted through the workout. So it's, you know, it's broken down into segments of different durations for time-based workouts or distances for distance-based workouts. And then it's got your intensity zone. So whatever, we have our own 80-20 zone system, but there are others. And so, you know, when it's time to speed up from zone one to zone four, you're prompted to do that. When it's time to dial back down to zone one to recover, you're prompted to do that. So you don't have to, you know, just remember everything or create a cheat sheet like the bad old days. So we're proud to say, and this is a hat tip to David, when this functionality became available, we were among the very first coaches on the platform to take advantage of it. It was, you know, quite a bit of work up front for us, but we just, we knew athletes would love it. And we knew eventually that it would be something that you really had to do as a coach in order to, you know, just compete to provide a level of service that athletes were expecting. And so all of our workouts and all of our plans contain structured workouts now, and there's no going back.
I remember the days where I used to have to write my workout on my hand, Matt, right? It got complicated enough where I'd have to write that sucker and take a look at it and before I knew what to do. But now with structured workouts, you just wake up and go. You literally just wake up in the morning, the workout's on your watch, and you can perform that workout and know exactly what you need to do.
Yeah, you know why I really like structured workouts is on the bike. I love it, you know, for the indoor training aspect. You know, when you have a smart trainer and coaches such as yourself have put so much time and effort into building that structure, it literally just takes care of the workout for you. You know, the resistance is taken care of. You can do it in Zwift or Trainer Road and a number of other apps out there. So yeah, as you said, Matt, we're not going back. You know, structured workouts are here to stay. They're awesome to have on the watch just to kind of keep you on track during the workout. Have you guys ever had experience with athletes needing to change between training plans, and any kind of guidance or words of advice? If maybe someone got in over their head or they end up getting injured, you know, what kind of scenarios have you guys helped athletes through?
You know, there's three ways that we can really help athletes with that. One is that we provide something called a level guarantee. So any of the plans that we sell, let's say you're not using our subscriptions, but you're just buying an individual a la carte training plan, we always allow athletes to switch levels for free. So if they find, the most common scenario, frankly, is that they bought a level zero or level one, and then they get much better, right? And they're ready to commit to the level two and level three. So there's no extra cost, no need to buy a whole nother plan again, just because you're getting better or because your lifestyle changes, or maybe you do get injured, right? That you need to dial things down a little bit. We always allow that, that change process. And we have an easy way for you to do that online on our website. We also allow when people, as they develop their training and they find that, boy, I really hear about this power meter on the run or a power meter on the bike, I'm going to invest in that technology. But let's say they bought a structured workout based on heart rate. We also always allow people to switch based on their intensity type. So if you buy a marathon plan based on heart rate, and then you hear these great things about the Stride power device, we'll let you switch to a power plan for free, no extra charge. It's one of the reasons that we have so many plans is that we offer so many iterations of the intensity types in the structured workouts. So we have our marathon level one, zero, two, and three levels, but also by pace, power, heart rate, and even perceived effort. And that adds up. So we can meet anybody's needs regardless of where they are, or if their needs change, we can change with them with that new plan. And then of course, we also offer just great support. If someone emails us and says, hey, I had this marathon planned, COVID hit, we were really busy in 2020 with a lot of plan changes, or, you know, I just had a baby, or I got a new job, or I had to move, we can help walk you through the impact of how you can make those adjustments so that you don't have to give up your training or give up your goals and still use a plan to help you walk through and get that level of fitness and make it easy in the process.
how about more at the micro level? You know, I couldn't do today's workout. Couldn't do the last 2 days worth of workouts. That's a very common question with training plans. You know, how can an athlete go about moving forward? Do they make up for it? Do they get back on track? You know, what are your suggestions around that scenario?
Yeah, two things. I'm going to go ahead and tease platinum subscriptions, David. So speak now if you don't want me
Perfect.
To.
Perfect. No, it sounds great.
Yeah. So this is, something that's been a long time in coming. Right now, all of that, it's really coaching is what you're asking about. So, a plan is a plan, but then, plans, there's always some sort of mismatch between what the plan expects to happen for you and what actually happens in reality, and like those missed workouts or whatever. There's a myriad of things. And up to this point, it's really just been a customer service thing. Like, you buy a plan or you buy a subscription. And then when there's a mismatch between expectation and reality, when surprises happen, you go to our forums and ask a question and we answer it, or you email us and we answer that question. But what we want to do is turn this into something that is actual, turn customer service, sort of ad hoc customer service, into sort of like a built-in coaching light. So it's kind of a unique model. It's a little different than what our competitors are doing. So what we're going to offer is like a higher level subscription that will still be very affordable, where you get full access to all of our plans, ready-made plans, just as with a regular subscription. But you also have a certified 80/20 endurance certified coach monitoring you. And so you'll get an initial consultation, because often it's just like, you can avoid having to change things later by setting things up right now. So, if all of our plans lead up to one A race, but if a lot of athletes have two or three B races on the way to the A race, well, with the platinum subscription, with a certified coach who's sort of assigned to you, they can modify the appropriate ready-made plan to sort of retrofit it to make it a better fit. But they're also going to like check in with you on a weekly basis to do that sort of massaging and fine tuning that turns a good fit into a perfect fit, the way one-on-one coaching would do. So it would be not quite the full-on like one-on-one premium coaching has been around for ever, but because of that, but it will still be coaching, qualified, hands-on, individualized coaching, but just with a lighter touch, which makes it affordable for the athlete and then scalable for us. So we'll see. I think this service will be popular. We're going to roll it out very, very soon. David can probably give us a better read on that.
Very, very soon. That's exactly right.
How many coaches do you have in 80/20?
Well, currently we have four total employees. There's myself, Matt, and we have Hannah Hunstead, our director of brand and community engagement, and Layla Porteous, who's our director of training. And all of us are coaches, right? So all of us are endurance athletes, and we act as those ad hoc coaching experiences that Matt just described. Our plans don't include coaching, but we want people to succeed. So we've been responding to those more deep micro-level questions on the forums, on our inbox, et cetera. But as Matt alluded to earlier, one of the ways that we're diversifying and expanding is coming up with a certified 80/20 coach certified process that we'll be rolling out, where you can become a certified 80/20 coach. And so the answer today is four, which is all the employees of 80/20 Endurance. But ask us again in 2 months, and we think that's going to be 50, 100. That this is already, we already have hundreds of people who have asked to join the early bird wait list for this process. And so we expect to have a lot of coaches in the next several months. And those coaches would be the pool that we would draw from for this new platinum level of service, where, today, hiring a one-on-one coach, you really can't manage more than about 10 athletes before it just becomes unmanageable, right? With that one-on-one premium level. But we think we can scale this because the plans are already built, and we have a much lower cost. It's not going to be nearly as much as a one-on-one coach. This platinum offering will be a much lower cost, that we can have our coaches pick up, a couple dozen easily to manage at a given time. So it's still coming, but we are very excited about it. It's the biggest change in our organization in the last couple of years.
Can you give us any insights as to the cost of the platinum yet?
Well, you're really pinning this down, Derek.
Oh, well, you
ready?
Go ahead. Cut this out.
We've talked about it, Matt. I think you have the pricing structure laid out, right?
Yeah, we were spitballing in our last company summit, and we were coming down around the $80 to $90 a month range, I believe. Little bit more than a subscription, but decidedly less than quality one-on-one coaching.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of back when I was coaching. I had I called it a quarterly program, and I charged $133 a month, but it included a 1-hour consultation, and then I would build the training plan for you. So it really kind of sounds like the same thing. It was this hybrid model where it was really truly a plan specifically for you, but then you got that feedback loop, you know, once a month granted. But before the consultation, I would actually go into their account and I would glean a lot of information. You know, I could spend 20, 30 minutes kind of see the highlights, the lowlights, where we can make improvements. I was prepared for the consultation, spent an hour with them, hopefully gave them a lot of great feedback. And then from that, I would build the next, you know, 4-week training plan. So kind of, does that sound a little bit like what you guys are creating?
Yep. It also sounds a little bit similar to something that we've had for a while, which is custom training plan service. And so you're actually helping us with our business on in the moment. Cause like, I mean, it occurs to me, it's like, well, I mean, do we like, where do those live side by side? Because, a custom plan is bespoke, you know, it's built from scratch, which is a little different from retrofitting ready-made plans, and probably definitely, I would say, requires maybe a more experienced coach, but those, the custom plans did not include monitoring or feedback. So we've got some stuff to work out, Dirk, but I think you're the guy to help us. So thanks.
I charge $400 upfront. It worked out to be $133 a month, but it was really successful. And I really actually enjoyed it as a part of my coaching when I was coaching.
Dirk, I want to point out what, you know, Matt earlier talked about a couple of years ago. We decided consciously to diversify. And you've done a good job of running the gamut of all the diversification that 80/20 has come to. Is that if you want to buy an individual plan, you just want a transactional relationship with 80/20 Endurance, great. You can buy an individual plan, go to the plan, you'll never hear from us again, right? If you want a little bit more, we have our subscription, right? Where you can be a part of our ecosystem and have access to all of our plans. And we provide a higher level of service with that. We're rolling out this platinum experience where you can have a little bit more of a coach, right, experience. But when we also, if you want a full on coach, we will have an army of certified coaches that you can go work with and have that one-on-one coaching experience. Even more is if you want to be a coach, we can help you with that career in line now too, right? You can become a certified 80/20 coach and we can help you drive that career. And then finally, we have the new, you know, camps that Matt has moved to Flagstaff. That's how committed he is to this, where you can be embedded with the 80/20 staff and resources. So we have this full spectrum now of training options from a $20 transactional plan to living with Matt.
I don't know any other coach that offers that.
Yeah, exactly.
You said in the subscriptions, the gold and I assume platinum, they include the Training Peaks Premium. So what are some advantages of layering in a Training Peaks Premium account alongside your training plans?
Yeah, you know, you can use Training Peaks without Premium. Training Peaks is a great platform, the basic free account. All of our plans work great with the basic account. There's the basic functionality. You'll be very successful without even paying, you know, for that premium price. And we include subscriptions that are a lower cost that don't include Training Peaks Premium if you don't want to have that extra level of technology and service. But what we find is that as athletes progress, that the ability to use those premium features to be able to make adjustments, to be able to use the performance management chart, to be able to predict your training and the impact in your recovery. All the features that come with Training Peaks Premium are well worth it. It's almost like deciding to not do a triathlon with a wetsuit when you can use a wetsuit. Why would you not? If it's allowed, right? It's a small little extra step and a small little extra cost that has a significant, you know, return on investment. So I would recommend to any athlete that it's well worth the Training Peaks premium cost. You don't have to do it. For those little extra benefits of customization, adjustments, of planning, of analysis, the performance management chart, recovery and fatigue analysis, make it well worth it and easy to recommend for me.
Yeah, it's kind of that next level of analysis, but also it can be simple analysis. You know, where did I get sick? Where did I get injured? Where did I peak? Where did I have my best actual fitness? And what led up to that? And then unlocking those secrets of what worked, repeat those. You know, what didn't work, let's try and stay away from that. But this is kind of that level of finding those secrets that you can then apply going forward, you know, for next season. I always say, you know, when you enter your second year of collecting data, the data itself becomes infinitely more valuable. There's a lot of value in looking at today's data, but once you can look retrospectively over an entire year's worth of trends, that sets you up for more success. And that builds upon itself year after year, once you're collecting that data and seeing the trends and getting together with an expert, you know, such as yourself, to kind of like, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing, and have that third party objective, you know, insight. Then, you know, I encourage any self-coached athlete at least to get a consultation a couple times a year with an expert, because they can see things that you're not seeing, you know, yourself.
That's right. And once you get older, like the three of us, it's nice to go back and look at the history and say, I used to be so good. Look how fit I used to be. Look amazing.
It's 23
a good journal to remember.
I have 23 years worth of data in Training Peaks, and that,
there you go.
It's horrible to look back at my all-time peak values. I can't do that. But thanks, guys. You know, maybe a last question here. Where do you see kind of future thoughts around coaching, training plans? Where do you kind of think, you know, 10 years from now, kind of where do you see things?
You know, I'll jump on that one first. You know, for us, I want to say it's an exciting time to be doing what we're doing. Maybe it always is, but it seems like there's a lot of ferment going on, and we can count on things being further along in 10 years, that the landscape will look different. And we feel like we have an opportunity to be at the forefront of that, which is exciting because we are coaches. So we have pretty strong opinions about the direction we want things to go. And it's all about serving the best interests of athletes. But the one thing, you know, an increasingly big focus for me and push is making the coaching profession more accessible, both to, making coaching more accessible, both to athletes and to people who aspire to be coaches. You know, it's just, you know, we all know just how valuable it is for athletes to have a coach, and also how rewarding it is to be a coach. And it's just been, a very self-limiting model for a long time, where athletes think, I'm not good enough to deserve a coach or to spend that kind of money. And, you know, and we're like, for honestly, with coaches, it's hard to make a go of it, you know, as a career, you know. So I think we're in a position with our, you know, just our scale and visibility and just how much we care to influence, to greatly expand the number of athletes who have coaches and benefit from them. And also, you know, expand the number of people who move into the coaching profession and stay in it and are successful in it. So I think there's going to be an evolution here. And I think, you know, we're going to have something to do with it.
Yeah, definitely. I love that thought. You know, I mean, the reason I started Training Peaks in the very beginning was to be able to give a better quality service to the athlete. And then from there, the opportunity to help every coach do the same. So it's definitely living on. Definitely agree with your sentiment there. And, you know, anybody's worth having a coach. You know, the majority of the folks that need a coach that can benefit the most, you know, don't have an FTP of 4.0 watts per kilo. You know, it's more like 2.5 watts per kilo, you know. So, and if you don't know what that means, then, you know, you might need a coach, but, you know, coaches can help you navigate around so many of the, I guess, time demands that we have in, you know, with work, life, family, and most folks have whatever, 8 hours of train a week. So let's make the most of those 8 hours, you know, and really help you reach your goals. So I appreciate that. Definitely glad to be along for the ride. So, thanks guys for, being on the CoachCast today with me.
It was great, Dirk. Thank you for having us.